It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Snap spot, kick is away by Koo, and it is good! How about one of those other delay of game flags?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the home of your first place Atlanta Falcons. Can we talk about that for just
that's
a second?
Yeah, because I want to go into that because I had multiple attempts. My phone starts lighting up. What's Raheem doing? Bad coaching. My buddy Jorge hits me up in our group chat that are golfing. He goes, bad coaching by Raheem. How do you take a delay there? And I said, I wrote him back. I said, hey, man, I love you to death. You're wrong. You're wrong.
And yeah, are you watching on the GameCast? Like, can you see?
Well, I think he was watching at our clubhouse. I think he was at a bar.
Jeez.
But and it was MGA night, so he was probably about 12 deep. But I said, dude, they stood. The ref stood there at the ball and wouldn't let him hike it. And they don't push back the play clock.
It wasn't even like that he stood there and then got out at the last minute. Like, no, he never moved, dude. Like,
yeah,
he never moved.
And then the ref that called it is the one that's standing under the field goal post to judge if it's good or not.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And Ron Torbert, who, gonna give him credit. I thought Ron Torbert and they missed some calls last night, but I thought they did a good job of when there was a call. Huddling up and making sure everyone saw the same thing. If
it's a good point. Yeah, a couple of picked up flags.
And I thought they did a really good job of that. However, you got to move. What are you doing? They had all their guys on the field. You know, you're only supposed to hold the play and give another give the defense time to match the substitutions.
Yeah, so much to get to. It almost feels like we don't have time today. And like I said, we're going to get to some Matt Ryan stuff later in the show. But man, we're still riding the wave, man. Me and Bo are just a couple of dogs off the leash. Still feeling the energy from last night. Both of us slept here last night. I got done post game. What, Dylan? About 1:45, something like that. Yeah, 1:40. Dylan also burning the midnight oil. Look, man, but we got a lot to get to. Let's go back to the phone lines real quick. Let's head to our buddy Dexter in Covington. Dexter, appreciate you holding on, man. Happy Falcons Friday.
Man, what a Friday it is, big dog. Listen, I'm down here. I'm still cooking. I'm putting the last steak on the grill right now, man, at the dome. I'm trying to finish up eat, man, because that game right there just had me on edge. I couldn't even eat until that game was over.
Well,
but,
man,
I'm gonna be real with y'all, man. That was one of the best comebacks, that overtime. Look, Tampa ain't no slouch. I don't care who they were missing. Them boys still came out and played. But them Falcons, man, that red and black, bro. Look, man, I just can't believe it, y'all, but I talked a lot of junk on my Facebook page last night because they be waiting for me to chime in. But I ate all those doggone words last night, man. I ain't going to tell you no lie. But that game kept me up all last night, and I love it. Great job, my birds, man, and let's keep rocking, y'all. That's all we can do, baby.
Thanks,
let's
Dexter.
Keep rocking right there, man. I absolutely love that. I love that, man.
He said he's right. There are no slots. That was the
I think that's lost in the weeds today, man. We haven't talked about good. Tampa's a good team.
They were the ninth best scoring defense in the league. They're coming off a 6-sack performance where they dominated a pretty good team in Philadelphia, I think. A very good team in the trenches. But they're only allowing 19.5 points. You flip it, your offense was only scoring 18.8 per game. That was 22nd in the league. That's not very good. You doubled it up last night.
That's
the first time Day-Day maybe pulled the schedule the last couple years. When's the last time the Falcons scored 30 points? Because I know it's been at least two seasons. at the
very few and far between under Arthur Smith after Matt Ryan left the building. Look, man, we're still riding the wave. The energy is abound around the city. Everybody's kind of just feeling good after that Falcons victory last night. Let's go back to the phone lines. James in College Park. James, thanks for holding on, man. Rise up.
Hey, man, rise up, baby.
Let's
so
go.
Let me tell you the check this out. I done been to a lot of Falcons games, including division and conference that Super Bowl year, them last two in the Georgia Dome. And I got to say, I was in the Dirty Bird last night, and it was about $3 fans on that first row and about two behind me, and everybody else was Falcons fans where I was at.
Mm.
When Kirk threw that interception, and it was about 1 minute, 40 seconds on the clock, mm-hmm. we had three timeouts. I told everybody, I said, hey, now, don't get too excited. We still got through. If they going to run it, and when they happen, and when they score, like G-Money said, but the top came off the dome, man. I just want to say, Big Squid Billy Nation, rise up.
Yes, man.
Yes, let's go.
Got this man.
What a
call.
Perfect
nobody
call.
Before I join the
what
nation.
What a perfect call.
Oh, man, great job. No, I'm with him. I can I be honest, though, and I'll answer James.
I wish you would be.
I
don't want you to lie to me.
I think that I was probably in that boat of a lot of people last night. As soon as you throw the pick, I'm mad. I know that our own Carl Dukes put out a tweet last night. I did this a couple weeks ago, but it was like, man, what a missed opportunity. Like, that was I had a sick feeling in my stomach. It's like, what a missed opportunity. We finally get an offensive explosion where Kirk goes off, and yet we can't stop anybody defensively, and you can't get timely first downs when you do get the ball back at the last minute. I was sick, man. I was sick. And then, obviously, Raheem Morris knows he's got the timeouts and is able to kind of pull it out there at the end.
It's a little bit natural. I mean, you know, it's so I have to jump down and get to the locker room pretty quickly. So when he throws the pick, I just put my chart up, my flip card, I put my notes up, I put my binoculars up because, I mean, I need to get down there. If they get a first down, the game's over. They ice it, right? If they don't. And then we get the field goal from Koo. I got to bring everything back out because I don't know how long overtime. And I still got a spot for my guy Wes. But they were excited. We had a lot of fun. Baker Mayfield played great. He still only threw. Dude, this is amazing right here. You're gonna look at me and say there's no way. Baker Mayfield only threw for 180 yards last night.
I saw that stat during the post game, and I had the same reaction you did. I was like, dude, it doesn't even seem like that's possible. And you outgained him by, 200 yards, like as far as an offense goes?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem real because it felt like at times that they were just unstoppable.
They ran for another 160. But these are the numbers that we've been asking for. Real quick, these are the numbers we've been asking for. Third down, you were 6 of 14. Not great, but 43. It's 42.9%. I'll take that all day long.
Yeah, it's an uptick. It's definitely better.
Time of possession. You ready for this one?
Sure.
We've been averaging 24 minutes.
Talk to him.
Take a quick guess of what you thought. Just throw a number.
33.
Are you staring at the sheet?
You're talking about a guy that does the post game. I looked at this 2 hours.
33 minutes and 37 seconds. You beat them by literally 5 minutes and 59 seconds, right at 6 minutes. That you also, before we get to the call, you ran 81 plays last night. You've been running like 50.
It's crazy. Like, that's like, yeah,
that's like three
that's
or four
a solid
possessions.
30 more than you've been running. Let's go back and get one more call in real quick. Daryl from McDonough. Daryl, appreciate you holding on, man. Rise up.
Rise up, baby. All hail Squid Nation.
That's what? Right. What Let's go.
Dylan,
rise
I know
up.
That no Dylan's doing this on purpose.
Nation. Good morning, Big Mike. Also, hey, guys, it was a lot that happened in the game, but at the last end, Tampa Bay coach got out coached. We had three timeouts left, and they were playing, trying to run out the clock. But what happened, Tampa Bay got away from their star players, Godwin and Evans.
Yep.
They did not try to use them, and everything happened negative for them. But I just want to give a shout-out to Mr. Arthur Blank. Did y'all see how happy he was?
Yes, I did.
Hey, man, have
That's a great
day.
Call.
Yeah, that's
a phenomenal point. It was just an unbelievable night. And I got to say this, too. They continue as a stadium ops staff to do stuff that nobody else in the NFL is doing. And I'm talking about, like, from top to bottom. The lights, the red panda. Mm-hmm. Like,
Freddie? How about Freddie the Falcon?
They're doing things at a higher level. And I hope people out there understand what this franchise is doing in that realm.
I know we're playing the music. You told a story earlier about what Kirk Cousins said about the last drive to tie the game, which Zach Robinson makes a ballsy call. Yeah. Tell that real quick.
He said it on with Ryan Fitzpatrick on the show last night on the postgame. He said, Zach Robinson said, hey, we're going to throw the out here along the sideline, try to get as much as we can and get out of bounds. At the last minute, he says, you know what, man? Throw the freaking slant. Let's go get this thing.
And give Drake and Kirk and the offensive line credit for getting down, getting that ball set, and spiking it to get Coos game tire.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.